Today on Rediscovered Radio, we return to early May 1971, when huge demonstrations were held in Washington, D.C. to protest the war in Vietnam. The organizers believed that more peaceful protest methods of the past weren't working. Theirs was a more radical agenda. For 3 days, protesters blocked intersections and bridges in D.C., intending to shut down the federal government. The Nixon administration reacted with force, and on the third day brought in 10,000 federal troops. More than 12,000 demonstrators were eventually arrested. Amid the chaos in Washington, a new radio program went on the air. All Things Considered, NPR's flagship news program, was born May 3, 1971. And among the stories that day, listeners heard correspondent Jeff Kamen report on defiant young anti-war protesters and frustrated police officers.
Thousands of young people came to Washington willing to risk being arrested in order to end the war. They went into the streets this morning to stop the government from functioning by clogging many Washington roads during this morning's rush hour. For many demonstrators, the mobile street tactics of civil disobedience are an expected spring event. But before today, many other young people who came to Washington had not been willing to oppose the state with their bodies. For these young Americans, today was a major test of their commitment to the ethical code of the young and the angry. It was their Freedom Ride, their Selma March, their May Day.
All Things Considered was not heard on WISO until 2 years later, but the WISO staff and volunteers were busy collecting local stories during those uncertain days. And the WYSO archives is rich with that audio. Here's Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson.
2 weeks after the May Day protests in Washington, D.C., two young militants who had taken part in the demonstrations came to Antioch College to talk to students about revolution.
My name is Jennifer Dorn, and this is Johnny Lerner. Again, trying to figure out exactly what happened in Washington during the last 2 weeks and where we go from here. It's important to kind of put it into some kind of historical perspective if we can.
Jennifer Dorn was the sister of Bernadine Dorn, a leader of the Weather Underground who was on the FBI's most wanted list at the time. She had declared war on the U.S. government before going into hiding. Jennifer was a foot soldier in the group.
In our talking about what went down in Washington in the last couple of weeks, in the talking that we've done since the demonstrations were over, since we went into tactical retreat, as people talked about it, we've really been amazed, you know, to understand the myriad ways that people's strength and creativity came out in the situation.
Johnny Lerner had dropped out of Antioch College to work for a group called the Revolutionary Youth Movement, which eventually morphed into the Weather Underground. In the audio from the WYSO archives, Dorn and Lerner talk about the May Day protests, including placing a bomb in the U.S. Capitol building. Dr. Jonathan Winkler, chair of the History Department at Wright State University, listened to the recording.
This came immediately after a series of more peaceful efforts, including large numbers of veterans demonstrating against the war, and including the famous incident of lots of veterans depositing their medals on the Capitol steps. But the May Day protests that followed that, the Weather Underground and many others were a part of here, was an attempt to shut down the federal government. And here they discuss how they sought to disrupt activities. They identify themselves more as organized opponents of the status quo of the very system that was in place. Rather than trying to come up with a peaceable solution or a peaceable change, they wanted to disrupt, to dismantle, to overthrow, for lack of a better word.
From our vantage point in the 21st century, recordings like this help us understand the complexity of the past. Dr. Winkler.
At one point, Lerner attributes the decline in the dollar in May of 1971 to the demonstrations in Washington, that they were succeeding when really it was the ongoing Bretton Woods crisis, the gold-dollar ratio problem, and what would eventually lead in August of 71 to the United States going off Bretton Woods and the gold standard. At one point, Dorn suggests that it might be useful to take LSD to help to put events of the last decade into perspective, and the audience just laughs. And she's puzzled, what's so funny? She later suggests that acid will be important in the coming of the revolution. So we very much get comments and thoughts and ideas that are of that time, that are not timeless, but reflect that world such as it was. And it was a very different world, one that was as concerned with things about the way in which the world worked as we are concerned with them today, But these individuals here decided to take a very different path towards solution, and it's useful to listen to this to hear how earnestly they believe that their solution is the right solution, with all of the violence that that would have entailed.
It's as if Washington was really a very crude first battle of the People's Army of this country. You know, it was very crude and it was very haphazard in a lot of ways. But it's really, it's when you look at all the strong things that went on, that came out of people in that situation, you get a sense of where we have to move to build that army and build that struggle.
1971 seems like a long time ago now, and the Young Radicals are no longer young. Today, Jennifer Dorn is a professor of nursing at Columbia University, and Jonathan Lerner is a journalist and author. His memoir, Swords in the Hands of Children, Reflections of an American Revolutionary, will be released later this year. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
You can hear more audio from the WYSO archives and link to the very first All Things Considered broadcast at wyso.org. Rediscovered Radio is supported in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. You're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, sitcom users, hanging around a theater, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool.